The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Inevitable Tremor, where we will investigate the truth about earthquakes and the next big one. Welcome back. I am your host, DJ Tremor. In this episode, Sequence of Terror, we will compare and discuss the two major earthquakes that struck the San Francisco Bay Area. But first, let me introduce you to how I learned about the two tremors. As a child, I grew up going to the California Academy of Sciences. I either went with my school or summer day camp on field trips. I had a wonderful experience learning something new each visit. Now, I learned about these devastating events from the notable earthquake exhibit, which had a simulation that rocked the ground like no other. Although the simulation cannot replicate the full force of the earthquake, especially the upward and downward movements, it gives a sense of what many felt and experienced. When you're in the simulation, keep an eye out for the books on the shelves, the pictures on the wall, the glasses, and the dishes. All of these loose items may fall, so it's always important to secure loose objects in your homes. The 1906 earthquake. This was a time before the First World War and just after the Gold Rush era. At 5:12 a.m. local time on April 18th, 1906, a furious tremor sent an awful amount of terror across the San Francisco Bay Area. To this day, it remains as one of the most significant earthquakes of all time. The sequence of terror lasted nearly 2 minutes, approximately 90 seconds. According to the USGS, the Great Earthquake broke loose some 20 to 25 seconds later, with an epicenter in the Pacific Ocean just 2 miles west of San Francisco. Within 30 seconds of the start of the main rupture, very strong, violent shaking had swept throughout the entire San Francisco Bay Area and lasted some 45 to 60 seconds. The Great Earthquake of 1906 is reportedly 7.9 magnitude, following the modern scale of moment magnitude. The earthquake broke the ground for 296 miles along the northernmost segment of the San Andreas Fault, causing the ground surfaces on either side of the rupture to move more than 20 feet apart in some areas. The immediate damages were not kind to the city's poor infrastructure. The city was shut down from its power, heat, light, and communication systems. The water mains became compromised, presenting the local fire department an immense set of obstacles. The quake quickly ignited a series of fires affecting San Francisco's business district. More than 500 city blocks were destroyed, as well as tearing down 28,000 buildings. Property damage was estimated to be $400 million in 1906. The death toll is estimated at over 3,000 people. The tremor tore down homes, buildings, like a scrapyard, ultimately leaving over 200,000 homeless, accounting to nearly half of the city's population of 400,000. The army stepped in and supplied tent encampments for the masses of displaced citizens. In the Presidio District, the pressing photos from the Museum of the City of San Francisco show the site of a refugee camps and people waiting for water. A piece of history. I have a special interest in sharing this piece of history, which deserves to be told. A result of the earthquake had a serious effect on Chinese immigrants who have migrated since the 1848, or the Gold Rush era. And by 1870, over 3,000 Chinese laborers have built their own San Francisco Chinese American community, Chinatown. The estimated 15,000 Chinese living in San Francisco's Chinatown lost nearly everything in the earthquake and fire. Consequently, Most Chinese left for Oakland, and only about 400 remained in the city. Their presence was discriminated against and gave the city a cheap excuse to reclaim the valuable land of Chinatown. The city's failed attempt to forcibly kick out the Chinese came down to the realization that it would cost the city income and valuable Oriental trade. After the long, drawn-out, and failed manipulative efforts, the Chinese were allowed to rebuild Chinatown, as it remains one of the icons of San Francisco. A Trip Down Market Street. This is a film originally believed to have been filmed in 1905, but it has since then been determined to have been shot just 4 days before the earthquake, as suggested by historian David Keene in 2010, who cited components of weather, contemporary newspapers, and car license plates. The 11-minute film, made by the Miles Brothers, was made by placing a camera in front of the cable car running down Market Street in San Francisco. It's important to remember that at this time, San Francisco was a booming and bustling city, and it was one of, if not the busiest, port city of America. This film was almost lost. It's a rare form of history until its discovery and restoration done by David Keene, who explained to ABC 7 News that he used a digital camera that would take a single frame for each frame of the film, and so 8,655 frames of film later, he was able to put it on the computer. This film remains preserved under the Library of Congress within the National Film Registry since 2010. The 1989 earthquake. On October 17, 1989, at 5:04 p.m., a magnitude 6.9 earthquake severely shook the San Francisco and Monterey Bay regions for 15 seconds. Being the largest earthquake in California since 1906. The epicenter was located near Loma Prieta Peak in the Santa Cruz Mountains, approximately 9 miles northeast of Santa Cruz and 60 miles south-southeast of San Francisco. On the other hand, the surface rupture in the 1906 earthquake extended 186 miles from San Juan Bautista to Point Arena and supplied convincing evidence for the previously unrecognized continuity of this major fault in its oblique traverse of the California coast ranges. In similarity to the 1906 earthquake, the same ruptured fault was to blame, the San Andreas Fault. The wild factor surrounding this earthquake was the fact that America's attention was on Game 3 of the World Series at Candlestick Park. The classic Battle of the Bay series between two local rivals, Oakland Athletics and the San Francisco Giants. The A's, with the better regular season record, kicked off the World Series as the home team. They walked into Game 3 with a 2-0 series lead, having defended their home ballpark. The extensive media outlets in the Bay Area made for a compelling coverage on the earthquake. Anyways, the untimely earthquake instantly spiraled into a frenzy of surprise, incredulity, and horror as the crew of the Goodyear blimp transmitted pictures of the collapsed section of the Bay Bridge, the I-880 disaster in Oakland, and the Marina District fire in San Francisco. The A's went on to win the World Series and run off with a Bruman sweep. It was a bittersweet World Series to remember for A's fans, while the most painful and numb memory to Giants fans. Candlestick Park suffered little damage to its upper deck, with crumbling concrete and the stadium's electricity going dark. fans and players alike were starstruck by what had transpired before them, awaiting an update on the field. Interesting enough, Faye Vincent, who had just taken over as commissioner of baseball after the sudden death of his predecessor, Bart Giamatti, in September, presided over his first World Series and dedicated it to his predecessor's memory. The Bay Bridge Collapse. This World Series is often referred to as the Earthquake Series, or the Bay Bridge Series. The freeways along the I-880 was a major factor in the count of earthquake-related fatalities. Since then, there has been necessary adjustments, particularly seismic retrofitting, to better combat future shaky tremors. There were 53,000 fans in attendance. This led studies to believe that the series actually saved lives, since people were away from their homes and they were at the ballpark watching a game or in bars and restaurants. Game 3 was ultimately postponed 10 days later, citing concerns of safety and loss of power in the stadium. The World Series resumed on October 27th and concluded the next day. There's one video I came across that is worth watching. It's an ESPN special, which reflects on the earthquake 30 years later, where former broadcasters and players, including Al Michaels, Joe Torre, Tony La Russa, Dave Stewart, Dennis Eckersley, and Will Clark, all chip in on how they remember the disaster. Also to mention, Bob Lee and Chris Berman also reflected on ESPN's coverage of the aftermath. A story I want to share was an interesting one relating to the fire department. So there was a firehouse 9 that was called on radio to respond to the San Francisco's Marina district, but it made no sense since that firehouse was across town out of their jurisdiction. Well, the fact is, the marina was a vulnerable neighborhood at the time, and it was hard hit since it had been built on filled land, meaning comprising loose and sandy soil. One of the responding firefighters, Gary Shannon, who had arrived on scene, had to crawl under a collapsed building and use a chainsaw to cut through floor joists in order to rescue Shara Cox in a 2-hour rescue effort. The firefighter and grateful survivor reunited years later and built an everlasting friendship. Shout out to all the firefighters across the country. This is a shout out. Your bravery and life-saving actions does not go unnoticed. To sum up the 1989 earthquake, the Loma Prieta earthquake was felt as far away as Los Angeles to the south and Reno, Nevada to the east. It left in its wake 63 confirmed fatalities, 3,757 injuries, leaving more than 12,000 homeless, and property losses and recovery costs estimated at $6 billion. The two earthquakes you just learned about is a stout reminder that California and other regions of the Pacific Northwest are long overdue for a major earthquake. The 1906 earthquake was a full magnitude greater than the 1989 earthquake and lasted much longer. The 1906 earthquake set the city ablaze for several days, waiting for rain to calm down the fire. There was also a fatal attempt to kick out the Chinese and seize the land that is Chinatown. The 1989 earthquake delayed the World Series and broke parts of freeways and even a portion of the Bay Bridge collapse. It is never too late to get earthquake insurance and talk with insurance companies like California Earthquake Authority. It is only inevitable, more than a 99% chance, that there will be a major 6.7 earthquake striking somewhere in California in the next 30 years. The San Andreas Fault is historically damaging in the earthquakes it caused, but don't be surprised. The Hayward Rogers Creek Fault may actually be the next big threat of California fault lines that may rupture during the next big one.